Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Connor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my best pal, Mr. Sean Mead. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good. I'd like to apologise if anyone heard two, like, little horns on the intro there. Basically, there's a little toy train that drives around the town here, and its route has been, for the summer, they changed the routes, and it now goes directly past my house at the time we record.
They changed the routes!
To get, you know, more of the city, because it's longer evenings and stuff.
People already think Ireland is like this weird fucking fairy tale with no actual buildings, and now you've just told them you've got a fucking toy train that goes around your little town, honking.
Toy train. Runs on diesel and it hauls people around and gives them a tour at the same time.
So not only is it a toy, but it also runs on diesel to destroy the environment in the biggest way possible.
Pretty much, yeah. But like, come on, that's not the weirdest thing in my town, to be fair. The 17 ice cream shops is the other one.
That is true, actually. I went to visit Sean. This is weird news, by the way. Sean, what do we do here? Yeah.
You spent the week gathering all the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been too busy conducting miniature locomotives to look at any weird news.
The first time I went to visit Sean to record the show, I was like, it was like December, and I passed at least 7 ice cream stores open. It was about December 12th. I was like, Sean, who is having an ice cream? It's lashing rain.
Some of them sell chocolate as well, and like hot chocolate and stuff like that. So maybe that's the big business. I've had a 99 in the rain.
That's a sad image.
On my own, sitting on a park
bench. Train. on the little tiny train going around the town.
I've never ridden the train. I'd be laughed out.
Have you not?
No, can't.
How much is it?
I think it's like, it's €4 for like a kid, and then I think 6 for a adult. So I'd be 6 probably.
I think it neither is it more for the adults to like not take the piss. Like, I just think it's 50 for an adult, 4 for a child. Don't be fucking acting the bollocks.
Here's the thing is that no fucking adult wants to get on that train.
Why not?
It's all for the kids.
But
like,
that's how this is how we win. I want to push a kid off a train.
Oh,
and
I
take
see.
Over.
Sorry, you're being. Money-minded here. I was thinking about common decency.
No. I'm willing to kick a child off a train and then I'll get my own free ride. Hallelujah.
Wait, you just want to ride the train?
We can do it.
It's fine. We'll podcast live from the train. That's grand.
God, you took the train down here. Like a real train.
Like a proper big train. Ah, it's not the same, though.
Yeah, it didn't go beep boop, though, did it? Sean, this is weird news. If this is your first episode, normally we... Actually, I can't promise anything else.
Honestly, it's fairly similar to this every week.
I actually do think it's gotten worse, actually, the longer it's gone on. We used to be a bit more professional.
Caring.
Now it's just, we generally just have a chat. I tell Sean about some weird news stories that I found. And we all just hopefully have a nice time. Sometimes we don't. Yeah. Sometimes Sean gets bullied. Sometimes he does. What can you do?
This is just essentially conversation time with Connor and Sean at this point.
And just
conversation. There we go. Oh, sorry.
No. just to let everyone know, we put up a Patreon episode. If you want to head on over there, it's our movie review of Star Wars: The Last Jedi. That is episode 8. So if you are interested in any movie reviews, well, this is technically a movie podcast still. Are we?
Still, yeah, we talk about movies and stuff. June 2 trailer just came out, looks pretty good.
Movie 1 is, we dropped there like just, 2 days ago.
Just came out, we talked about Barbie movie and all the movies that are
all
coming out.
All the movies.
Lads, so much content.
Yeah, lots of content. But anyway, Sean, we got to get into
Writer strike
reviews.
Is happening, let's see what happens. Have you ever been so grateful, by the way, that we stopped doing weekly movie news because the writer's strike is just about to start?
Some say we knew it was coming.
We got out early. Us and James Corden fucking bounced.
He was like, no writers, fuck that.
I'm already not funny as it is.
I'm not paying them off on the time off, fuck that. So we're going to start this week, Sean, with a woman who has quit her job, just like Mr. Corden.
The dream.
Because she found a better avenue to make money, and that is, woman quits her job to become a full-time witch and is now making thousands every month.
Connor, you're speaking my language here. You think if I could leave my job and become like a witch, a wizard, a sorcerer, I wouldn't jump at the opportunity?
You'd go with sorcerer, because I think that has more like worldly knowledge based around it.
Yeah, probably. Like a wizard feels like it's cheap tricks, but a sorcerer,
what about a mage?
Oh, I'd be a mage. Like the interactions between different materials and such stuff like that. Kind of mage shit I'm on. I'd be pondering an orb.
So Jessica Caldwell, 29, who was
great
a beautician from Swansea, swapped her makeup brushes for a magic wand to become a full-time witch recently, Sean.
Just from a writing perspective, witches do have broomsticks. That's essentially a brush. It would have been a better joke.
She splurged on spell books, tarot cards, and crystals, and has quickly set up her business. Now she services more than 5,000 clients, who all need her magic touch in one way or another. She says, I've always been a witch, Sean. Always. Now, I'm going to have to ask you, which side are you on here? Because obviously you're a witch boy. Do you want me to be the questionable one?
I mean, yes. See, here's the thing, right? Is that I don't necessarily believe that crystals and stuff worked, but I wish I believed it because I think it's really cool. Does that make sense at all?
No, I feel the same about horoscopes.
Yeah, I wish I was really into those. Like, it's
I wish it was true, because then it would be really easy to differentiate people and personalities.
And just like the world would be a little more magical instead of the grim reality that I reside in most days.
But we're also like, fucking sadly it's not. That's the problem.
It's not. Like, what I want it to
you?
Be. I'm a Cancer. I have a thing on my phone that tells me.
It tells you what star sign you are? I'm sure that doesn't change.
But I have all the bits of it. Like, there's different ones. Also, my horoscope for today. Practice articulating what you want.
Literally asking for what you want to happen. What?
Yeah. Look, it's fine. I'm a Cancer. I'm a crab. I'm a little crab boy. I'm a Cancer sun, Scorpio moon, and Virgo rising, Connor.
What does that mean? You know,
I don't know. I don't know any of that. I think Cancer means I'm depressed, but I'm not quite sure. and the other two then are just superfluous.
I'm a Gemini, and what I've heard is apparently Geminis are bastards.
Oh, really? What if I Google Gemini and Cancer? Are we allowed to be friends? Gemini and Cancer.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we don't hit it off.
Gemini and
Cancer
friendship.
Because I'm meant to be like a two-faced bastard.
In friendship, Geminis tend to be selective and distant, while Cancers value friendship and put in effort. They can balance each other out and learn from each other, but they may also experience emotional turbulence and argue often.
Yeah. We always are emotionally on edge, I feel. I think it's about to kick off at any given moment.
The whole show is on a fucking tightrope right now, lads.
I feel like sometimes we're one brain, but like a really dumb brain. So does that count?
We have half a brain cell each, I think, and then it occasionally megazords itself into a functioning brain.
We come up with like a movie plot once that's half decent. We're like, yes, that.
In about 6 years, that Clayface pitch will play off.
Oh, yes. So she says, by the way, Sean, that I just have never had the tools to utilise my power until now. Intuition is a powerful tool that I never realised I used in my daily life. Okay.
I think everyone uses intuition all of the time, though.
I would say so. I would, just before I cross the road, I would say I'll probably need to look both ways before I get hit by a bus, because I might get hit by a bus.
Yeah, if I take something out of the oven, I'm assuming that's hot because I've turned on the oven.
You've used your intuition to put on the oven gloves.
This is the thing. I've not measured the temperature of, let's be honest, the frozen pizza for one, but I can use my intuition to determine I'm going to need oven gloves to pick that shit up.
Yeah. She added, now I utilise it within my readings with complete strangers. So she earns 3 times more than she did at the salon being a witch, Sean. So maybe this is a career path that you could take. Especially in these difficult times. This is an option we could all maybe take advantage of.
If I get my little magical hustle going on and I start... What if I started doing tarot readings? Would that be allowed? Am I allowed to do that?
You're allowed, I think. But there can't be any like legal limits, I'm assuming.
No, but like I have denounced them as bullshit many a time on this show, recorded and published.
Yeah, here's the thing. You're allowed to change your mind, you know what I mean? You just gotta just say that you read a card that told you that it was actually true and then you've changed your mind.
Yeah. It's like you deny something so much, but then it becomes true, you know? Like, I try and think of an example from history or fiction, and I can't. But sometimes that happens, folks.
That's the thing about your witchcraft. You're willing to admit when you don't know the answers.
Imagine you pay 50 quid for a session with me to tell you your future. And I'm like, I don't have a clue, I'm sorry.
Genuinely, I have no fucking ideas for you.
Hard to read.
Hard to read. Imagine I'm after spending my life savings to try and get my whole life predicted. And you're just like, oh man, you are a difficult cookie to crack.
You're a bit of a ball ache, aren't you, on a Thursday morning?
Tell you what, we'll just leave it, right? I'll give you back half.
But like, I got the cards out and I lit all the incense. So yeah. I'm into incense in a big way recently.
Are you?
Incense and like wax melts and shit like that. Really fucking with those.
I think you could really be a good witch. I think you could take this up.
I'd love to be a witch, man. That's the career for me.
Would you go hat or no hat?
I'd go hat. I'd go like Shaq in the Woods, like full witch. House made out of candy, lure some children in, cook them for dinner. I'm laughing.
So not really much witchcraft, just cannibalism.
That's kind of witchcraft. If I do a spell first.
Alakazam, your leg is gone.
Put them all in a cauldron, mix a bunch of different ingredients with it. You got a stew going.
Yeah. I feel like you have forgotten that this is being recorded.
What? This is just conversation hour, right?
You're just outside. The police are just on that little train, just slowly pulling up outside your house.
They were trying to negotiate a cheaper fare.
We have our own cars, but my God, this is better. So her business apparently has taken off, Sean. She revealed that a woman recently approached her for a reading on behalf of her partner, and she used her intuition to pick up that her partner's name was Steve. So there's a bit of evidence now that she actually, you know, she's actually magic.
God, that's difficult to do. Like, and she had just met this woman, didn't know her before, didn't look her up on Facebook beforehand. Nope. I'm being cynical again.
You're meant to be part of this company now.
Magic is real. Give me your money.
I think actually you could make a killing if you outright say, I'm going to look you up on Facebook before this starts.
And just be like, look, I'm going to come clean. this is how I'm doing it.
No, but you could do, like, you know that, like, masked magician show? Like, but you do it for this.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
That's that. What kind of a gimmick is that for a witch business, though?
The gimmick is, you just, like, you're blowing the lid off. You're the inside man. You've seen the other side. You're part of the witchcraft lore. But at the same time, you're willing to admit that it's all bullshit. You're Penn and Teller in this.
Oh, that's... Oh, a peek behind the curtain. So, like...
Yeah.
Because my way of work... We've always said this, like, with conspiracy theories and stuff. The easiest way to make yourself sound more believable is to denounce something else.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's like... No, the moon landing was real, but the moon is fake. Like, that's the kind of thing you
guys,
gotta
let's
go
hear him
for.
Out. Sorry, what did you say?
The moon is hollow. You've seen Moonfall, correct?
I have all seen true. The movie Moonfall, and technically that moon is hollow.
Yeah, so that's all true, basically, is what I'm saying.
If I hadn't seen the movie Moonfall, we would recommend watching the movie Moonfall.
Moonfall.
Just if the moon falls.
I don't know how else to say this to you, quite honestly.
I cannot explain the plot more, but the moon falls. I would just watch the trailer. It's got Halle Berry in it. And Patrick Wilson. Big actors.
And it's got Sam from Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, it does. And one too many references to Elon Musk. So sometimes I do have to tell them the brutal truth, as people want to know what their partner thinks about them privately. I mean, what?
You could always just have a conversation with your partner as well. Again, this is me.
What does my partner think of me? Think you're a fucking dick, man.
I don't know what they think about. You seem like a lot, to be honest.
You seem like a bit much. The fact that you're here tells me you're a bit much.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be able for you. No. So, and I just met you.
And I assume they probably don't like you either. Yeah. We've been married for 10 years. All the more. All the more reason. The more. You know
skills
what I mean?
Trapped.
I think there's a business opportunity we're missing out on.
Just really, what, like really, like pessimistic, like
no,
boring.
But here's the thing. No, this is how we get them in. We build off what you just said. I'll be the pessimist. You be the we're a magical duo. People come in and I'm like, I don't actually believe in half this stuff, to be honest with you. But there's only one man that I trust with my magical predictions. And he's sitting right over there.
So wait, are you at the counter and you take the fee?
Yeah, but I'm like telling people not to go in. Like, it's all a fucking... It's pointless. Like,
lads, this is just a wage for me. Like,
it's a waste of time. I have to be honest with you, it's a waste of time. Now, to be fair though, he's sometimes right. But it is a waste of time. And they're like, sometimes...
Sometimes, though.
He could be right on me. I'm sometimes. I could be a sometime.
I don't know if I could keep up the bit, though, of being sincere, you know? I think I'd have to... Because there's a lot of empathy and there's a lot that goes in. Like, you build a relationship and a trust with this person as a tarot reader and stuff like that. I don't know if I can or want to do that with people.
I don't like talking to people.
I find it incredibly difficult to type.
That's not what your horoscope said.
What did my horoscope say? I forgot.
It said you were really lovely and you built very deep relationships.
Oh, yeah, with my friends, not strangers.
Yeah, but that's... But a stranger's just a friend you haven't met yet, Sean, if you
some
think about it.
No, but some strangers are dicks.
Most of them, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah. Name one good stranger you ever met.
You can't. You can't. The stranger in the woods. He was killing people. There you go.
Yeah. And I live in the woods these days.
Are you looking up horoscopes again?
I'm still on the Gemini and Cancer thing.
Could you tell me my horoscope for this month? Because I really need to know.
I will. Okay. I was going to Google Connor Lawler horoscope.
It is Gemini. Technically my birth month. So, this has got to be a good one.
Gemini horoscope today. May 3rd, 2023. Very, very good.
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Today is a day where you will be extremely creative and innovative at work.
Not happening.
This is due to the moon's position in Virgo that is favourable for you. You will receive lots of recognition and appreciation for exhibiting your skills. Keep up the positive attitude and choose your words carefully so that you do not hurt anyone. Your lucky colour for the day is grey. And the
holy
time
shit, I'm wearing a grey hoodie.
Oh my god. And the time between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. is auspicious for you, Connor.
That's a whole day.
That's no, it's just a 1.5 hour window.
Sorry. I was like 12 a.m. That's literally the day.
I have things to do today.
Oh no. Okay, well that's good to know. So I'm not going to get murdered writing.
No, and you also may find love in a most unexpected place today, coming from a long-standing friend.
So I'm just getting a call from my other best friend. Hello?
I'll wait. Yeah, yeah. You can turn off your microphone, that's fine.
No, it's fine. No, I want you to hear.
I want you to know.
So, Sean, I just wanted you to know that if you ever feel trapped in your job, this woman is making a living. She quit her job full-time. Now she's a full-time witch. So it's an option there for all of us, especially with this like living crisis that's going on. Not a lot of people have a lot of money. You got to become a witch. That's an option.
Yeah. Can I take time off the podcast to do my witch stuff?
No, you can't. Oh, but you can take time off your other job.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, it's going to be a tough sell, I'll be honest. But I'll have a word with herself.
Look, I know you're going to be mad, but just let's hear me out.
Listen to the first 20 minutes of Weird News. It's the best pitch. Skip the train bit at the start.
Yeah, that's useless. You know about the train bit. You live here too.
You're well aware.
Sean, we're moving on to our next piece of news. And a few weeks ago, maybe like a few months ago, we had a full-on 15-minute discussion in one of our worst tangents of all time on this show. It's really gone to the dogs. Talking about crisps or chips, if you want to be the American version. And we had...
Tato chips, tato crisps.
We had like a ranking system. We ranked all of our favourite crisps, as they're called here in Ireland. And we basically just had... Basically went off the rails, didn't talk about any weird news. But
we basically had... a conversation just for us two. No one else gave a shit.
Well, Sean, a pub in England apparently has maybe heard our call.
The crisp party.
A pub is offering bottomless crisp buffet with 30 different flavours to choose from in England, Sean.
Connor, would you believe this came across my TikTok feed, independent of this show?
A pub has come up with a concept that many of us have only dreamed of. A bottomless, crisp buffet. A Yorkshire pub is hosting the 90-minute-long bottomless crisp buffet this summer, meaning you can snack on all the discos, the space invaders, the chipsticks, the monster munch, the hula hoops that you want, Sean. All of them, for as long as you want, but it does say 90 minutes, so technically not as long as you want.
So it's as much as you can fit in 90 minutes, basically.
Yes.
It's your standard buffet rule, I would say.
It costs just $12.95 per person to pre-book taking part in this.
How many crisps can you buy for $12.95? I'd wager a lot.
Five packets?
What? You get a multi-pack. How much is a multi-pack of potato?
Like €3? So even then you're like, okay, 4 or 6 is so 24 crisp packets.
For £12. That's all I'm eating in one sitting. Maximum. Maximum, Connor.
But what about the 30 different flavours?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you do get the variety. Do you get like a little pick and mix bag to mix it all
You get
together?
30 different flavours and you're also able to pair them with a variety of craft beers and cocktails at the bar.
Going.
There's also
you've had my interest. Now you have my attention,
Sean. Apparently, there's also plenty of bread and spreadable butter on hand, so you can make your own crisp sandwiches if needed.
That is a nice addition to the crisp ranking. Mm-hmm. Is what makes the best crisp sandwich.
Yeah.
Now my money's
there's
on,
also going to be a live DJ who will be serving up all of the best cheesy hits. That's not as good as they think it is. Okay.
Man. I mean, you can get kind of cheesy crisps sometimes, but yeah, it's not my favourite.
So, Sean, I wanted to bring this to you because, I mean, I know you're a crisp aficionado, and I didn't realise it'd gone past your TikTok. So, how do you feel about this? Should we sign up? How soon are we going over?
Well, here's the thing, is that one element of this that the story doesn't mention, all these crisps are in big, like, bowls, and they give you one of the, like, little scoops to scoop all the crisps in with.
Oh.
Now, you got to be there first, because otherwise you're just getting a load of crumbs at the bottom of that bowl, is all you're working
Surely
with.
They can replace it. It's a bottomless pit.
But again, there's going to be some damage down the bottom, you know. There's going to be a lot of wasted crisp in there. I like the addition of the sandwich bar. That's good. Bit of salt and vinegar, bit of butter, and a few pickles on that. That's a lovely sandwich right there, Connor. Pickles, trust me. Trust me, it gives a nice tang to the sandwich.
You're a fucking lunatic.
But I'll also suggest you get, like, a bap, like a floured bap, and you get sour cream and onion Pringles, right? A little bit of cream cheese, and then put the rest of the bap on top. That's a delicious sandwich.
Are you going to be turned up with, like, a fucking monocle or something? This is just a crisp sandwich, lad, right?
I know my stuff. All right. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll get cheese and onion and I'll smash it between two slices of bread. No, Connor. I'm going to like myself for once.
And so, then I have a question for you. If you're not allowed to choose sour cream and onion, what flavour you got? You're not going hula hoop crisp sandwich.
I've done it. It's not great. They're too firm, kind of a thing. Mm. Chipsticks are all right in a crisp. A chipstick baguette would be unreal, I feel.
Oh, that's a lot of bread. That's a lot of bread.
But the salt, think of the salt, my friend.
True.
What? A hunky dory tortilla?
Like, a buffalo hunky dory in a sandwich, I think, would go quite well.
Buffalo? I've never gotten behind buffalo or smoky bacon crisps. I'll eat them, but they're not my favourite. You know?
We really need people to message in with their favourite flavour of crisp. And if anyone hasn't experienced the joy of a crisp sandwich, then you've come to the right place. As two Irish lads, we have a crisp called Tato that every Christmas, if you don't have a Tato sandwich, you're basically kicked out of the family. That's actually the rules.
It's just what you do. Well, oh, actually, if you're doing, like, the day after Christmas, like the turkey and ham sandwich, throw a few Tatos on top of that for the crunch. See?
I don't understand people that just add crisps to every sandwich.
Will you have a sandwich with crisps on the side?
No, I think that's dumb as well.
Get out of here. It's a nice little treat.
Give me a sandwich.
No. What's your... Oh, no, can't do it. You got to have little crisps on the side. It's just, not every time, but, like, when it happens, it's lovely, you know?
Yeah, when it happens, it's lovely. You need more joys in your life.
It's the little things, Connor, that make things.
You sit on the little train eating your sandwich.
Eating my sandwich. I brought a plate. There's a load of crisps on it.
No need. Just bring your plate out. It's just free rein.
Yeah. The a ranchero bagel.
Ooh, what's the worst crisp to put into a sandwich?
Palm bears. Because they just dissolve.
Answer that way too quick, but also yes.
You can't fault me. It's a perfect answer.
Answered like a man who's tried it and failed.
And it's not, the flavour has nothing to do with it. I'm sure it tastes fine, but it just, there's nothing there. You might as well put a prawn cracker between two slices of bread.
Actually.
Pause the recording for a second.
We're going to move on to our next piece of news, and this is a bit of Sean Solves, because we have a segment on this show where, Sean, you solve people's problems.
100% success rate, as we all know.
You've success rate of 100% every single time you have solved the problem. We've covered numerous things in this segment, but Sean, I have one that maybe will really get a rise out of you, but also I think you might be able to solve it, because I have...
Interesting.
My mate invited her boyfriend on our holiday and expects me to pay for him.
Damn, that's horseshit.
So the woman explained that she and her friend were supposed to split the cost of their holiday in a two-bedroom villa, 50-50, right? They're going a gal's holiday, 50-50.
So far, that's a perfectly fine thing to suggest.
A week ago, her friend announced to her that her boyfriend was coming too. And then the woman suggested, why don't they instead split the cost three ways instead of two? However, her friend argued that that wasn't fair because her boyfriend would be staying in the same room as her, so wouldn't cause any extra expenses.
No, but it's still... it's three people. That's just someone getting a free ride. Like, because then that's two people getting the room for the cost of she. No, because they're the same room. They're the same size room. I would be livid. Okay.
But Sean, how do we solve this for this person? Because, I mean, they planned the vacation together. It's a tropical destination, a two-bedroom villa. They agreed to split at the cost of the 50-50. And then a week before the trip, she gets told the boyfriend is coming without being asked first.
The not being asked, that's terrible. Like, that's a... If you've planned something and you're changing plans, let the other person know. Now, you got a couple of options here.
Hmm.
Do you just find somewhere yourself and saddle them with the cost of the whole villa? Like, you get somewhere else entirely.
Yeah, are you talking about you're backing out of that plan?
Original plan is dead in the water. It's been changed already, Connor. What's one more change? And then you... I'm really, like, fucking personally invested in this.
I knew you would be.
You know me too well. It's classic Gemini right there.
the two-faced bastard.
The other option is that you make their room half as good because they're only paying half as much each.
I mean, somebody even commented and said they should split it 40-30-30, but she's still getting lugged with the 40 that way.
Yeah, and also, like, she planned to have a holiday with her friend. Like, it's a different... And now she's a third wheel. Like, that's a different setup entirely.
Because if they went alone as a couple, they would pay 50-50. But now both of them have to pay 25-25.
So, at the minute it's 25-25-50. Whereas it should be 33-33-33.
Yeah.
That's just how that works. Like, I don't... Like, there's not, it's one room. No. Like, it's just the principle of the thing. You're all going to be enjoying it equally. Because it's not just the bedrooms either. It's a fucking villa. Like, there's other shit to do in a villa.
The idea that he wouldn't ruin the... If we're invited on a holiday, Sean, we're ruining that holiday.
100%. 100% is not going to be the same experience.
If the gals are going on a holiday, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come along.
Yeah, I'd be a great addition to this dynamic, lads.
I think I'll really solve a lot of problems we're going to have.
Like, it's just, it's another thing, another person to worry about. And to, like, you have to do things together then, and everything becomes a lot more awkward.
Because then it's a tree. It's a couple and you.
Yeah. And on this holiday that you planned, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are our plans? So the plan is either book another place, give them a worse room, or... Maybe, perhaps. Is there any scenario where you go along with this?
No, it's either I get a drastically better room, I get another hotel, maybe I bring someone as well, or I don't go.
I find someone who will sleep in the other double bed with me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bring a randomer, and just ruin it for everyone entirely. Ruin it for yourself. I don't care. Just bring.
I brought your dad.
Yeah,
he's coming too.
You go to the departures in the airport. Find someone who's looking sad. They just say goodbye to someone and say,
yeah,
"Do you know what'll cheer you up now? I have a villa booked.
I actually have a villa, and I'll actually sleep on the couch just to prove the point. But you're coming with us.
Just bring him along, like, or find someone out there. And just be like, here, you can have this for the weekend. Sell your ticket." So, like, sell it on to someone else.
Sell it on, because people want to go.
Just, and they rock up, it's a stranger there in the bed.
Oh, man. Have you seen that new show, but there's this show that's basically very similar to, you know, all those shows that copied Come Dine With Me, where five strangers do something during the week, and then they all vote on each other. They now have a version of that, where it's a holiday one, where I can't remember what it's called, but it's like five strangers, and they all go to a place like in Spain, right? So I say they all go to San Sebastian, right? And they're
lovely,
all there. Lovely place, right? But they're all there, right? And the five strangers get one day each where they get to plan their holiday day, right? For like a grand, right? So yeah. They have to get the hotel, they have to get all the activities, and they have to get all that. And there was one woman who booked herself the penthouse and gave the other four people the shit rooms. And didn't do any activities.
I just had a lovely day for herself. Yeah. Like, honestly, kind of respect that. Game the system. If the TV show is paying for it.
So what would you do? Dream holiday day?
Dream holiday day?
Yeah, I suppose it depends where you are as well.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to the beach. I'm having a little swim. Having a rake of food and a rake of drink, quite honestly. That's the only way to do holidays.
I hate the beach, Sean. Sand gets everywhere. It's coarse.
See, I like the beach, you know?
I get bored easily.
It pleases me. It's the only time I can sit still on the beach.
Is it?
I say sit still, but there's a load of activity. Like, you can go down and you can go for a walk. You can go into the sea.
And kicking a football hurts my foot on the sand.
You play a little game of catch. You dig a big hole. So maybe it's just that I can be entertained easily.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that is it. Also, I'm as pale as a ghost. So, I mean...
I'm staying in the shade the whole time.
Yeah, all times.
Has to be. Otherwise, I'll crisp up.
So Sean, I just wanted to cover it. So how are we going to solve this woman's problem? You're saying cancel everything, don't talk to this woman ever again.
Maybe it's a long time friend and this is just one bump in the road and you want to keep the relationship going, so you need something that would prevent you from travelling to another country that you can't be blamed for having.
Plant drugs on the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Give the boyfriend COVID. Interesting.
But to get that, you have to get COVID.
He needs to know someone that has COVID.
But then you need to know someone who has it as well to get him in touch with them.
I get one of my single friends and make sure that they have COVID. Go to a train and start licking things. And then get him to cheat on his girlfriend with the person with COVID.
So ultimately, you're ready to ruin the whole relationship just to
not. My holiday is being fucked up here. All right.
Yes. I'll get him to cheat and bring drugs, get arrested, maybe spend 15 to 20 in jail. But ultimately, I will have a lovely bed in a villa.
To which I will pay 50% for.
Well, no, probably 100%, because the girlfriend probably won't feel like going on holiday.
Oh no, she'll need cheering up, like her boyfriend has cheated on her.
Yeah, he's got the death penalty for that COVID.
He's immunocompromised, he's definitely going to die.
It's the only way, we got to kill him now.
It's kinder.
So Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news, and I think this is one of my favourite headlines that we've ever had. Lamb found in car next to 10 grand of heroin and cocaine and a bag of chips.
Jesus Christ.
One mad
Where
lamb.
Where to begin? Mad lamb. The lamb was doing the cocaine or was eating the chips?
So a lamb,
it's like that puzzle trying to get across the river, you know?
Yeah, a lamb has been found in the back of a car alongside roughly 10 grand worth of Class A drugs, heroin and cocaine last week. A police dog named Billy sniffed out the drugs and the lamb was seen pictured next to the bag of chips in the back of the car, just sitting there, chilling. So the question now becomes, Sean, it's a bit of a mystery. How did the lamb get there? How did the drugs get there? Why leave a lamb? Why did they have a lamb?
They robbed... Okay, so they were out for lunch, got a bag of chips, partook in a drug deal, and then said, oh, we're going to have to go on the lamb. Now, one of them, being of a farming background...
Misheard,
got confused, think we also need to steal a lamb.
Yeah.
And then... the rest is history. They park up and just leave it all there in plain view for a while. And then they go about their day.
What kind of a wild caper or situation do you have to be in that you've got 10 grand worth of drugs, a bag of chips and a lamb, and somehow you leave all three of them in the car and then you are nowhere to be found?
Were they going to go... maybe they were getting a fourth, even weirder item. You know, like... like a hydrogen bomb or something.
Right, we officially have bingo, hydrogen bomb, lab, drugs, chips.
So what's the order, do you think, that these items were gotten in?
I think you go drugs first. I think you go big early.
Really? I'm thinking drugs last. Like, you don't want to be driving around. Because if you know you're making other stops, you don't want 10 grand's worth of Class A drugs in your backseat.
Okay, so then you're going bag of chips first.
Yeah.
Then where do you get the lab is the question.
See, this is the thing, because I'm assuming, like, depending on where you get your drugs from, you like, it could be out on a farm somewhere. So the lamb could have been part of the deal. It's just like, you're short. I don't know, what's the going rate on a lamb? Hang on. How much?
There's no conversion for lamb to drug. There just cannot be a conversion from lamb to Class A drug.
If there's a sale price, sheep trade prices, Bord Bia, Irish Food Board, here we go. Sheep throughput? Sheep meat, not meat, no, a live one.
I'm talking about a big, alive one, lad.
This is all percentages. Where's my numbers? Lads. This is just the amount of sheep that there is in Ireland. Look.
How many?
Oh, like 40,000 or something.
Fuck me, that's a lot of sheep. You buy a load of drugs for that.
I'm as surprised as anyone. Look, we're going to have to go by meat price then. This is a load of shit. Okay, I'm thinking they were short on the drugs. They're maybe a grand short. They're like, look, I have this prize-winning lamb. He's been valued at 1,000 euros. Mm. Will you take him in lieu of the cocaine?
But then the question becomes, why do you leave the 11 grand worth of lamb and drugs in the back seat and then leave the area?
Maybe it was a drop off, and they were like the middlemen. They were delivering the assumedly just drugs at the time. They just stopped for a bag of chips. That was something that happened. They were delivering that to another location. Someone else was going to pick up the car and drive off. There was meant to be like a handshake, handover kind of thing. But because there was a lamb instead of 1,000 euros worth of cocaine, they decided to flee the scene. Then the dog came along, sniffed it all out, was perfectly cool with the fact that the lamb was there.
Yeah.
And then the person that did the original purchase of the drugs is still at large.
I just imagine you giving that speech in court. And just everyone quietly just looking at you like, what the fuck is he talking about? That is the worst idea I've ever heard, but also, let's hear him out. He might actually be on the sub.
I'm using intuition, Connor, to infer what happened, clearly.
Intuition again, you're using your witch powers.
That's it. You're looking very grey at the minute, let me tell you.
I'm wearing a hoodie, that's grey.
You know, your camera's fucked up.
Sean, this is one of my stories, because the police in England might have done that, but the police in Germany had an even stranger one related to England, as police arrest drug driver with fake Boris Johnson driving licence.
And now, are we absolutely sure that it's not Boris Johnson?
The driving licence, by the way, is literally his headshot from like number 10 Downing Street of like him in a suit. Sitting down on the chair. This is police in Groningen have arrested a man who was driving drunk through the city using a driving licence in the name of former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The driving licence included a photo plus Johnson's place and date of birth, but was valid until the end of the year 3000. Unfortunately for the person concerned, we did not fall for it, said the police.
Well, look, not much will change, but they live underwater.
Apparently, it was also Ukrainian.
Did he look anything like Boris Johnson?
I can only hope he didn't. We have no photos, but I think it's funnier if he doesn't look anything like him. But he's like, it reminds me of the joke from Rush Hour of like that. It's one of the best jokes, one of the most perfectly written jokes of when Chris Tucker hands Jackie Chan his police badge, and he's like, if anyone asks any questions, flash this. And he looks down and it's like Jackie Chan looking at a picture of Chris Tucker with like a mustache, and he goes, this won't work, I'm not 6'1".
it's a good joke. Yeah, that exact scenario happened here, but with Boris Johnson. Do you think there's a driver's license that if you show it, they just assume you're that person? Like, regardless of looks, they're just like, oh, well, if he somehow got this, he must be important.
Oh, what? Are you thinking an MI6 badge or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, that it's a good enough fake that the regular person just wouldn't question it. Because you know in movies where they, like, the FBI just fucking flash their badges at people?
Yeah.
Since I was a kid, I was like, I wouldn't be able to read that in the time that they showed it to me. I just have to take them at their word.
What annoys me even more is when they like just have the badge and they're just like, hi, I'm LAPD. And I'm just like, no, you're not. I don't know who you are. You just have a badge.
Give me the number. Tell me anything about the inner workings of the LAPD. Yeah. Like, it's just... You're just walking with confidence at that point, like.
Just like, I have got a badge, I've got a gun, I'm clearly a police officer. They don't sell badges anywhere else, just let's be honest here.
What if I was caught doing graffiti and I just told people I was Banksy? Would that get me away with it? Like a real Hail Mary kind of play?
I think it's a Hail Mary kind. I don't know if it would, because then they would say, prove it. And you would have to draw something using... You'd have to do some graffiti, but in a very, like, nuanced and, like, thinking and thoughtful way.
Well, would Banksy do that, though? Or would Banksy do a different kind of graffiti that isn't Banksy's style?
But you just told him you were Banksy.
Yeah, so if I do something different than what they think Banksy is, that's just me being Banksy. They can't prove I'm not Banksy.
Well,
I'll just flip it around. Say actual Banksy got arrested, like was caught doing graffiti. Would he get away with it? Because he's Banksy. Is he above the law?
I don't know if he's above the law. I don't
think
Banksy
he is. Kills a man.
Do you know any information about Banksy killing people?
I've not killed anyone.
Okay.
But I'm Banksy.
You're claiming Banksy has.
Banksy may have.
I'm thinking Banksy's killed loads of people and he covers it up with the graffiti. That
he's
like,
really good at getting away with crimes.
Pretty good art. I'd say he's probably doing some terrorism somewhere. I don't know what he's doing, but he's up to something.
Because if Banksy had to stand trial, what happens then? Is he allowed?
What do you mean, is he allowed?
Because he's Banksy.
But do they have anything on Banksy? Like a fingerprint or anything?
No, there was a documentary ages ago called Finding Banksy, and they tried to track him down, and the whole thing ends with, I think they like go to a flat and the window is open, and it's the premise is that he like ran out the roof or whatever.
I don't think that's true. I hate those documentaries, by the way, where they're like, we haven't solved it, but let's do an hour and a half of talking heads while talking about how we would have solved it.
Yeah, we're gonna get through this and just hope. We're on a wing and a prayer here that's going to work
And at the
out.
End of it, it's like, he could have been anyone. He could have went anywhere, you know? That whole D.B. Cooper one they did a little while ago on Netflix, it was 3-hour-long episodes of people going, that's fucking mad. Don't know how he did it. That's crazy. We never found him. I'm like, great.
Yeah, like, it's a waste of everyone's time. Banksy has never been... he's been close to being unmasked a few times, but no, they've not known him. They have no clues for what he could be, who he could be, what he's
could
up
be
to.
Anyone.
Could be anyone. Could be me. Could be me. Could you be, can't prove it, officer.
But why would you go immediately to I am Banksy? Because Banksy would never say I am Banksy as a cover up, though.
No, I think you got to appeal to the cop mindset. Which is that I'm going to be the guy who caught Banksy.
Oh.
He wants to believe that I'm Banksy.
I'm Jeffrey Dahmer, officer.
Yes, it was me all along.
It was me. I'm the Ozark killer. Wait, no, not the Ozark killer. What am I thinking of?
The Zodiac Killer?
The Zodiac Killer. Ozark is that other show.
Yeah, Ozark is the fictional show.
Yes, I'm the Zodiac Killer officer, and you cannot prove that I'm not, and also I'm D.B. Cooper. Same
no,
man.
No, see, the thing is that those kind of crimes, they would warrant backup and, like, calling in backup. But if it's okay. Banksy, if I'm Banksy, I'm appealing to this cop, and, like, listen, you could be the guy that put away Banksy, or you can be the guy that lets Banksy go.
You can put away Banksy's obviously the better story. What are you talking about?
No, people be up in arms about that kind of shit. Like, look.
Your house will never be safe if you put me away. But if you let me go, you have a cool story forever.
What colour's your house? Oh, it's a blank white wall, is it? I'm sure that'll go over well with all of the people that can buy spray cans.
What's your name, officer? Give me your address. I will send this out just to let you know. I don't know, man. It's up to... I think maybe claiming that you're Banksy in any situation might be the way to go in every situation.
I just feel, like, as a Hail Mary last resort, I feel it could work in certain situations. Like, if I'm painting on a wall or that I shouldn't be. Not that I do that either, but just in
Why
case I ever take
the notion. Walls?
I don't know. I just think I'd be good at it. I did it once. As like a... It was like a sanctioned thing by the council. It was a thing. Like, it was an art project.
Sean, we're going to have to move on because Florida Man has been up to some... Florida Man's had a tough time. And we've covered a story like this, I think, years ago at this stage. But I love stories where small actions, big consequences.
Love that. The butterfly effect, the Ashton Kutcher effect.
Well, Florida Man, he has been entrusted. He's been given a truck to transport animals. And he just so happened to crash last week, early Tuesday of last week, when a tractor trailer slammed into the truck of this Florida Man.
And everyone's okay, that's why we're talking about it.
Everyone's okay. But Sean, here's the thing. The animals he was carrying were 1 million bees.
Oh! This has happened twice in the time that we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
That the bee truck has been overturned.
It's the same bee truck.
And again...
What are the odds?
I come back to... The noise that you hear, because you've just survived a crash, you're taking stock of things, maybe your ears are ringing a bit, and then like you're like, oh no, that's a buzz, and then the buzzing never stops.
Yeah, the buzz is, it's like every electrical car in the world has started up at one time.
Yeah, it's everywhere, it's around you, and you know you're going to get stung. It's going to happen. You're prepared for this the day you signed up to be
Sean,
a bee truck
it gets
driver.
Worse because this crash actually happened at 3:15 a.m. So it was in the dark, so you couldn't actually see anything. So the bees got out.
Of course they did. And the bees can see in the dark, I'm assuming. That feels like a power they have.
But I know this guy couldn't see in the dark as he's a human and also Florida Man. Maybe Florida Man can see in the dark. I don't know. But the impact sent clouds of insects swarming the highway. But the official said the bees were not aggressive.
Well, no, bees aren't generally aggressive, though. It's
no,
just,
they're not dickheads. They're not wasps.
I fucking saw a massive wasp the other day. Had to take him out, Connor. Yeah, it's tough. He made a thud as he landed. What's going on with that?
No, they're getting too big.
They're getting far too big. Murder hornet size, I say. But like a bee knows if it stings, it dies. Like it doesn't want to sting. It's like a last resort thing. So maybe this just freed a load of bees to go and pollinate the world.
Well, there are thousands of bees in the area after the collision, said one trooper, who I can only assume said it just with great expiration? What's the word I'm looking for here?
Exasperation,
yes.
Exasperation.
I was forgetting a H. Exasperation.
There's no H in the word exasperation.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
E-X-H-A-S.
E-X-A-S.
No.
We can go through this. You're exhausted, there is. Exasperate.
No.
Exas. E-X-A-S-P-E-R-A-T-E-D. Exasperated.
I think you'll find I actually can't spell, so this is actually bullying.
Right. Right. That's why you, that's why this is your favourite insect, because it's one letter. This,
yeah. Yes. This is one of my favourite things, though, is shown a beekeeper was called in to help the situation.
What are you going to do? Like, he's one man.
Has anyone ever gone into work and been like, this problem is too big for me. I don't know what to do.
I'm hoping it's not even his job. Like, it's a hobby that he has. They just found one guy locally who kind of knows something about bees.
Like, just he rocks up and he's like, I heard there was a problem. What's going on with the bees? Well, a million bees got loose and we need you to round them all up. Is that okay?
Me and the boys commissioned this big net, if that would help.
How do you even begin on that plan? Like, where do you go from there?
Like, because bees are like, you have to find the queen and then you have to get bees from somewhere and then put them in a man-made hive. Like, and then, like, you can farm them and stuff like that. But once they're
loose... You don't catch a million at once.
No, you catch the queen and then they follow the queen. Like, that's how they think. You can buy a queen bee online. It'll be delivered to you in a tube. Yeah, it's a bit weird. But, like... You can't put them back in the box if they're all just free. You have to wait until they build a new nest and then put the queen in by taking
it
from that nest.
Have you ever seen that image of the guy standing in front of all like the wires? Just like, yeah. Like third day on the job, still have no clue what the fuck I'm doing. I just have this idea that beekeeper turns up hands on the hips and he or she's just like, honestly, I don't even know what you want me to do here.
It's like, you remember that like shipping ship got stuck in the Suez Canal and there was that one photo of the tiniest digger in the world trying to free it and the entire hopes of the world supply chain rested on that one man. That's exactly what's happening here, but with bees.
The guys are like, there's literally a million bees in the area and it's so loud, by the way, right now. They're travelling in 100,000 packs.
Yeah. Like, they're just floating around. Like, it'd be like a cloud of ash that just like follows and paths somewhere. And the easiest solution to all of this is you plant a rake of flowers on all of the golf courses in the world. And then all those bees will just find the big mass of flowers.
I actually think golf as a sport should be disallowed. That's actually a very good point.
If we can get golf out of this in the one fell swoop, fucking great, lads.
Big fucking ups.
I had this idea of like, I don't know, is this like illegal or whatever, but
probably is. If you're going to start off with I don't know if this is illegal or not, it probably is illegal.
I make a load of like fake golf balls that just have flower seeds in them, and I have it so that they get struck and then they open in the air and they just riddle a golf course with a load of difficult to get rid
of
flowers.
Holy shit, that's the best plan I've ever heard in my life.
Again, I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but I just think that'd be rad.
Has Greta heard of that plan? Get Greta involved in that.
It's a bit more aggressive than
subtly aggressive, is what I would say.
And the thing is, they're the one hitting the ball, you know, so technically...
See, they're doing the damage. You haven't done anything. The lads with the lawnmowers... You're going to have to figure out a way that when they slice it, it spreads more seeds.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Like, it's got to be spread by being cut. Yeah. All right, I'll get working on that. Like, the ultimate dandelion kind of situation. That'll be my prison
name. Is that the plot of The Happening?
I think it is the plot of The Happening, actually.
The plants. Yeah. If anyone hasn't seen the Happening show, the plants are the reason why people are killing each other for some reason. It's never explained. Yeah.
It's never really explained, but hell if it isn't a good M. Night Shyamalan movie.
So what do you think in terms of, you come home, your husband, your wife...
Honey!
Just like... Oh, Jesus, no!
Not again. He's like, no, what if you, like, timed it really horrendously and, like, after work that day you had to go and get a haircut and just the razor just keeps triggering you?
Oh, man, got these new scissors. They're unbelievable. Did you say Believable.
I can't have that.
Oh, lads. I mean, like, you come home, they're like, how was work? Well, I was paid to transport a million bees across Florida, and genuinely, they shouldn't have trusted Florida Man, because I'm now after leaving a million bees free in Florida.
To be fair, it sounds like it wasn't his fault. He got T-boned by a tractor.
The tractor might be, maybe the tractor's a rival, maybe driven by a wasp of some sort.
Maybe it's the golf club owner trying to shut down my plans of taking out all the golf courses.
They heard about your plans before you heard about this story, and then were trying to shut that down.
Well, I've been reaching out to several manufacturers to try and make the golf balls, and everyone keeps coming back and saying, I'm sorry, what?
Who is this?
How did you get this number?
I'm a distant relation of Greta's. You probably know her. I am on the same planet as her. And I would like to create a golf ball that spreads a load of flower seeds. Possible? I don't know. It has to look like a golf ball, though. That's my one condition.
And it needs to, like, time itself that it opens at a certain point in the... I want to make a grenade full of flowers, essentially. And I want to just sneak that into people's golf bags without them knowing.
Look, all I want to do is blow up a few golf courses, right? If that makes me a bad person, fair enough.
Have you seen Fight Club, sir? Because what I'm thinking is a kind of collective of people.
Some sort of hive. A hive mind of people. That's what I want.
Hive, you say?
This is the start of every movie. You're the villain. This is your villain origin story.
If this gets cut back to, like, in the future, like, at the end of a news report, it'd be like, he said this on the podcast. Go to the Patreon. It's linked below. And
we need to pay for the liar.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
He's in so much trouble. Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
What a week. We've committed several crimes. Would you like me to take us
only
out?
Only several, though. To be fair, are Banksy and you're also ruining all of golf courses.
Two noble causes, I think you'll agree. Would you like me to take us out?
Yes, please.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero. Next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon, patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. Everyone who supports us over there helps massively to keep the show going every single week and every single month. And we hope you enjoy the extra content that we put up there. There's movie reviews, there's TV show reviews, and we're always looking at new things to add when and if we get the time. And you also get a shout-out. So shout-outs, of course, go to Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Anonymous Comrade Viva La Revolution, David Clark, Sean Chuckle in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Where We're Going, We Don't Need Roads, We Need Cake, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost, Buster, Ed Ball, Lorraine and Connor have swapped the order of their names to purposely bamboozle Sean, Russ, I have finally seen Hayley Williams crush All I Wanted live, so we are all good. Parfit, Jackson Bruheim, Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsily subscribed to the Patreon, and Kira Lawler. Thank you all again for the support. We really, really appreciate it. Head on over to Patreon if you want to support us over there. There's also a merch store, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is @heroesforhirepod, the four is the number four. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
You've been Sean Meehan.
And we'll see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.